following interview was taken from the Horses in the Morning show on the Horse Radio Network on August the 1st, 2012. Hosting were myself, Glenn the Geek, and my co-host Jamie Jennings as we spoke to Holly Bennett, the Canadian eventer who took a spill on cross country during the Olympics, and her husband Jamal. We spoke to them from the hospital room 2 days after the accident to learn how she's doing, and you get to hear it in her own voice. You can listen to Horses in the Morning every morning at horsesinthemorning.com at 9 a.m. Eastern. Well, hi, Holly, and thank you so much for joining us from the hospital bed there in England. We appreciate you being on this morning to give us an update. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I just want to send a huge thank you out to everyone that sent messages through Facebook, Twitter, Hotmail, everything. It's amazing how many people out there are supporting Jinjuice and I, and I'm very, very grateful to have everyone out there.
Well, now, Holly, when we saw the feed here in the United States, they didn't show your fall. Can you tell everybody what happened? We didn't get to see it.
Yeah, actually, they can't find any film of it.
Okay.
Which is a little disappointing because I honestly don't know what happened. I had a super jump over 1 and 2, and the mare is actually jumping the best she's ever jumped, and I was expecting like a good, great go, and I saw a good line to number 3 and a good jump in. And last thing I remember in mid-air is, I don't know if she saw the, like, because on the back side of the first of part A, there was a couple of trees and shrubs on the ground, and I don't know if she saw those at last second and put a leg down. There's a bunch of different things going around saying what happened, but honestly, I'm not 100% sure what happened.
Well, Holly, I would like to point out that Jenna Juice was not ready to stop. I've never seen that. She was ready to finish the whole course.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm so frustrated because, like I said, that she's never gone this well. I mean, she was so good on dressage day, and I've never galloped her as much as I have preparing for this event. Like, she's fit. She's ready to go, and, you know, you work 7 years to get here, and it's just a bummer. But, I mean, in hindsight, it's fine because she's going to be okay, but it's disappointing because, you know, the woulda, coulda, shoulda, if I ended on my score, like, that's a medal, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Now, as far as your health, what's the scoop?
Hopefully I'm going to be getting out of the hospital here today, and then I'm not allowed to fly home for a few days, so I have to hang out until I'm basically a bit more comfortable because I can't sit in an airplane for 8 hours right now.
So what happened? What was the result of the fall?
I fractured my pelvis.
Oh.
And yeah. And then I have bruises and that. It's just, you know, you're just muscle sore. And our team doctor has been unbelievable. And the staff of this hospital is unreal. Like, the best hospital I've ever been to. And unfortunately, I've been to a few. So the staff here has been amazing and supportive and very, very accommodating. And I have my own room. And, you know, if it's going to happen anywhere, it's probably the best spot to have an accident.
Now, I'm just going to go ahead and put this out to the point two guys. Point two underwear. That's what we need next. Protect the pelvis.
You know what, though? Without that point two vest, I think I would have been in some serious trouble. So I'm a huge, huge supporter of them. I'm not only sponsored by them, but, like, even if I wasn't, I'd be wearing one. I make all my kids and students wear them. Like, literally, I think that might have saved my life there. So I'm very lucky to have had that on.
Now, it said you had a concussion. Did you hit your head as well?
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I think I had a slight concussion. So, I mean, all that protective gear that we wear is seriously important. And, I just don't understand why people actually don't jump with helmets on. And I had never go cross country without my air vest on. And some people make fun of me for it. But, you know, you can't predict an accident. And I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Same way, I don't do the cross country without it either. But again, I mean, it's just one of those things. It revolutionized the Olympics, in my opinion, with all the falls, and to have pretty much everybody is fine. You know, I mean, you're probably the worst of it, and you got a fractured pelvis, but you're going to be fine. Imagine what it would have been like without everybody wearing a point two. Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing.
Right. Hang on one sec. Jamal just wants to say something here.
All right. This is her husband, Jamal, who's one of the best horse husbands in the world, as he was on our horse husbands episode. Hi, Jamal.
Oh, you are just too kind. Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just wanted to say something about the point two air vest. When I originally got up to the scene, I obviously didn't see what happened, and I didn't see if her vest deployed, but when we got to the trauma room, it was apparent that it had spared her cervical and cervical vertebrae and also her coccyx, as a matter of fact. At first, they thought that's what it was, but it turns out if that had been injured, it would have been essentially what they said, career-ending, but it appeared that did, in fact, spare her from that injury, so... the staff here was amazing. We're all on standby. There were over a dozen trauma team members on standby, and they kept me informed essentially within a half hour of her getting here, and kept giving me updates and have given me unrestricted access to her. So, like I said, in that respect, being a family member, it's been great that I haven't been kept in the dark and have been able to keep her immediate and extended family informed.
Well, that's, and, you know, Jamal, this, you know, as a horse husband, this is the one thing that we dread on cross country day is these falls. And I'm sure you have to be the same way even after all this time.
Oh, yes. Holly is obviously very competent. She, you know, is a brilliant tactician. She does a course walk, does planning at night. She reviews her photographs of each jump, approaches the line. So I give her space to do that. But, you know, this part is the fog of eventing. You don't know if these things are going to happen or not. You just hope that you make a good run and, you know, everyone's fine.
So. Yeah. Well, she sounds like now, how much rest is going to be involved here at this point?
They said it's going to be pretty much like a comfort thing, but they expect, like, I probably won't be riding for 4 weeks. Hopefully, ideally, I'd like to be back in 3 because I have Buck Davidson coming out to a clinic the beginning of September. And then I have my first show at Copper Meadows back where I want to ride some horses. So my theory is if I take it easy the first couple weeks, let myself heal, I can still be teaching. Unfortunately, now I'm not going to be able to ride again for a couple more weeks. So I got some great girls back at the barn that, you know, help ride my horses, and I got to start teaching to pay off this trip.
All right, Holly, we're going to do this together. I'm summoning up the courage to move up to training for the first time at Copper Meadows. So I will be
there.
I will be a nervous wreck, and I would like to see you there on your horse too.
Perfect. Perfect. We can go on a team because I have a training level horse.
Oh my God. You don't want me on your team.
I don't know if you want me on your team at the rate I'm going.
Oh, we're going to be quite the pair. Let's team up. Let's do it.
Perfect. That sounds awesome.
Well, Holly, if you're anything like your teammate Jessica, who recovers in about 2 minutes from pregnancy and accidents, you should be out there in 5-6 days.
I hope so. I hope so.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck. Get well. Follow the doctor's advice, though, so we don't overdo it too soon.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly. Thanks, Jamal. You guys, you know, best of luck to you. And there is a little side note here, Glenn. Before we let them go, you got to mention the hotel because we've all got to flood these people.
Yeah, they booked a reservation to go celebrate the Olympics at a hotel in Paris. First mistake, Holly. then they called Jamal called the hotel. Maybe Jamal could come on and tell us the name and everything. And Jamal called the hotel and said, "Well, you know, my wife, the Olympian, was injured in an accident. It's in the hospital, and we can't make it. And the hotel is refusing to give their deposit back, of all things." So
it's a lot of money.
Jamal, what's the name of the hotel? We'll call them out here.
It is called the Pullman Tour Eiffel or something like that.
Something French.
Actually, yes. It's the Pullman Paris Tour Eiffel. Actually, I prepaid for the room, so it's not the deposit of the full amount.
Okay.
Their contention is obviously that, you know, you knew in advance the disclosure said that it is non-refundable. But, you know, with every rule, there's always an exception, especially in this case. It's not like it's unverifiable. She has a head cold.
Yeah.
I forwarded them a medical certificate from the doctor. The doctor, as a matter of fact, like I said, has been great. He scanned that as well as the COC statement in regards to her incident. And yet they still, you know, won't budge. I spent about 3 hours on the phone between Expedia and also the hotel, and the manager refused to talk to me. So it is what it is. You know, I gave up after a while because I just wanted to focus on taking care of Holly. So
I'm not giving up, though, Jamie. After the show today, I am calling the hotel on the radio, on the air, recording. And we're going to find out, we're going to let them put it out there for all of our tens of thousands of listeners to hear exactly why they're not doing that. And we'll put that on the air Friday morning when we come back live. So you got my dander up, and I'm going to have a little fun with that one.
Well, I appreciate it, and I think that would be worth the $400. So.
Well, all right, you guys, be safe. Take it easy. Take care of Holly for us, and we'll see you guys at Copper Meadows.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
Catch all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com.